Each and Every Good Day program. Monday is upon us, the 23rd of July. Jennifer Horn and I are here in this hour to make sense of a lot of things going on, the top topics of the day.
Pretty much, not be too crazy. Well, I don't know if we make sense of a lot of things.
Hard to make. Friday, you'll recall, I refused to talk about what had happened the night before in Aurora, Colorado, because I didn't want to go down the same street, and this is not about me, it's not about Jennifer. It's just that the news media today most often gets many details of stories wrong. And then that translates into mass hysteria. There is so much that is continuing on a lot of the news talk radio stations that's just wrong. Information is wrong. And the psychology of the blame game is wrong. To wit, Brian Ross on Good Morning America said the shooter was a member of the Colorado Tea Party. Nothing could have been further from the truth. So you get these, I remember hearing some audio, Jennifer, from the liberal station in Denver. And it was just, okay, here we have Brian Ross says that it's a Tea Party. So this guy runs with this, the person on the left-leaning station, they run with it. And then after it's confirmed it's not true, what have all of these people said, and what's the responsibility there?
And how many people stopped listening after that and still think this guy was a member of the Tea Party?
Yeah. So it's that kind of stuff. Maybe it's the fact that I'm a seasoned broadcaster, and I don't say that with my chest stuck out, oh, wow, Doug Steffen, big hero. I just think that prudence, there was nothing. Somebody called and was very critical of me, you and me, because we hadn't been talking about the Colorado shooting. And I just said, no, I'm not going to talk about this stuff because there are so many different holes in this. To try to fill them with a microphone
is it really just happened also,
foolish.
I think.
Right. It had happened literally 3 hours before we went on the air. Midnight on Thursday. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know if we shouldn't have not mentioned it. I think maybe we could have talked about it.
Well, we didn't mention it, I think.
Well, yeah, when you follow something like that that's just breaking, that everybody else is throwing information on, you're right. There's just a lot of misses. And that's
garbage.
Not really what the show is about here. So.
No. But I think we need to spend some time on it here. 800-510-8255. The usual stuff. You've heard all the stories about the churches and the memorials and, you know, the fact that the premiere didn't happen in Paris. I mean, what's that got to do with this?
Yeah. I think the best thing that has come, I mean, you can always look to find one little glimmer of something that comes out of something so dark and negative.
Yes.
But that little bit for me has been all the stories about the people that helped the other people survive. And it kind of tells you that humanity still, when faced with something so black and dark and depressing, there's still good people out there that try to do the right thing. And there are heroes every day, you know. And that, I think that is the one little bit of positivity that you can pull out of this story.
I look at some of the trades, the magazines, newspapers, websites that cover what we do in this business, and I'm interested to see how some of the people who are covering, if you will, this are looking toward the program directors of some of these stations and touting them. It's important to be, you see, part of this is damned if you do and damned if you don't. In some circumstances like this, you need to inform the community that you serve. But the community needs to be served with proper information. And that's the problem here. So many of these young reporters that are just starting out have no experience. They are poorly trained. And they've become extraordinarily one-sided in terms of political agendas. And that colors, that affects the way that the reporting is done. So to go back to a discussion I think you and I had last week in a couple of circumstances, I think some of the other folks on the Good Day program had these conversations with us as well. What's the truth? There is a truth that you may have and hold. It is your truth. It does not necessarily agree with the facts. Facts are facts. Something that's indisputable. And with in terms of the number of hours after they shut down the movie theaters, several hours, we didn't really know. Nobody knew what the real facts were. So instead of going on with all of the, and this is where I fault the program directors and news directors, they go on with anything, grasping at straws, reporting anything that anybody says, rather than sticking to the facts. If you don't have the facts, or any, if you can't do anything other than repeat the facts, like the television news cycle, these guys always are talking about 24 hours of news, and yet, if you watched, especially Saturday, Jennifer, some of the news channels, it's the same damned video over and over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell me that there isn't, with hours and hours of coverage of this stuff, why do they play the same video over and over and over and over again? Why?
Because there's nothing else to show for 24 hours, so they just keep replaying.
So then you
keep
going and do the same thing over and over again, or do you try to cover it in a different way, or you just move on because there are other things that are going on in the world, as we will do here. But it is, you do have an opportunity. There's the poll at DougStephan.com today, which asks, I suppose, the obvious question about blame, and then we have some stories about how to help the people in Colorado if you feel like you want to help.
Did you hear about the lady that was in the radio industry?
I did not.
There was a story. One of the radio trade publications that we have is called All Access.
Yes.
And they send out an update, you know, every day with different stories. And I guess on Friday afternoon, one of the people that passed away during this thing was a woman who was an intern at a radio station in Denver.
I did see that.
Did you see that one?
Well, I saw the story about it, yeah.
What I thought was so fascinating, and I thought of you, actually, because we always talk about, you know, fate and your destiny and and things like that. And I guess she had been, a month ago, almost involved in a big mass shooting in a Toronto mall and narrowly escaped that and then ended up passing away in something like this. And it's just... To me, that gave me goosebumps. I mean, the hairs in my arms are standing up because you just, you know, you avoid it and then...
Fate is the hunter, is the expression. 800-510-8255. So playing the blame game doesn't sound well. I would not have, I don't do the poll. Had I done the poll, I wouldn't have done this poll. But because it's there, who do you blame for last week's shooting in Colorado? A, Hollywood. B, video games. C, too easy to buy weapons. D, the right, the left is E, the shooter is F. That's the one. I blame the shooter.
Yeah, how do you blame anybody but him?
However, I want to know how he got all those weapons on the online.
Legally.
Ammunition online. Now, that is, what are these two boobs who are running for president saying about that? Where does the debate go? Do we get away from Mitt Romney's tax returns? Who gives a royal rat's butt about that? How about this? This is an important issue. Are we going to talk about it? Or are we going to still have Obama spending $70 million to buy ads to try to discredit Romney's years at Bain Capital? How does that get us to the future and something better? And I would say the same thing, by the way, if Romney had done the same thing for Obama, and I think they are. They're wasting all kinds of money. I mean, it's easier to pick Obama apart because he hasn't done a good job, but the other side of it is, in terms of spending all this money, wasting money, just trying to get votes, how about you really deal with an issue, guys? 800-510-8255. Here's Jerry down Lake City listening to the Jet. Go ahead, Jerry.
Yes, my question is the security of the theater. They have an exit door there, and this day and time, with all the major exit doors, if you see in any place, there's an alarm. They got signs all over the place. Alarm would sound as soon as the door opens. So somebody had to let him in that back door. Whether
he went
it was
out
just
and he
American.
Put no, just a second. He went out the door and he put something in the door to hold it open.
Exactly, but alarm should have gone off to notify somebody that there was something going on.
So are you suggesting that this was a conspiracy Somebody called earlier and said that because the president is about to sign some United Nations gun ban, or I don't know what it is, but it's something that a lot of people who like guns don't like. So this was all set up to make this.
No. I'm not saying it's set up. I'm just saying if the the exit door was installed properly,
yeah,
there should have been an alarm. Whether he went in the theater first and left the door open so he could get back in, there should have been an alarm going off letting somebody know there's something going on in that part of the theater because an exit door opened and an alarm is sounding.
That's a good point. Yep, that's a good point. Instead of some policeman out shaking somebody down with a radar gun on the highway, maybe there should have been a policeman there. Who knows? That's a good point.
There were some there, weren't there?
Police?
Yeah, there were some police already there just controlling the crowd.
There was a big crowd to go see this movie. And most theaters in very large, I know in the Framingham Theater, we have 16 theaters there. It's usually at least on Saturday night, a detail there, a police officer, keeping the traffic moving and whatever else goes on. A lot of speculation. And a lot of input. Help yourself if you feel to. 800-510-8255. Speaking of help, let me help you right now deal with the problems that you have. If you don't have health problems, I'm betting somebody in your family does, somebody that's close to you, someone that's in your circle of friends, arthritis perhaps, overweight, heart problems. Your goal has been, with many of the other people who listen to this program, really strong body, healthy, authentic health. I use that term because I think it really says it all. In order to have the authentic health that most people strive for, you need to avoid the diseases that are around. And the way to avoid diseases is to have proper nutrition. Essential nutrients that every day need to be a part of your life are in the Healthy Start Pack that you can get by dialing 855-309-TEAM. Don't wait another minute. Get to 855-309-8326. Order the Healthy Start Pack, the 90 essential nutrients that will help you avoid 900 different diseases. You got to feed your body. That's mandatory to sustain your life. This is the truth. You can go to DougStephanTeam.com online. DougStephanTeam.com. Figure out how to order there as well, or you can find out how to get involved in the company that is presenting all of this stuff and help a lot of your friends and neighbors and colleagues. Get yourself healthy and then help other people get and stay healthy. 90 for life at 855-309-TEAM.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Great news for back to school. Right now, get one Samsung Epic 4G Touch, Sprint's most popular Android phone, for $99.99 after $50 mail-in rebate, and get one free. Plus, Sprint is the only network with truly unlimited data, text, and calling to any mobile while on the Sprint network. And there's no data throttling, metering, or overages. Visit Sprint.com/EpicTouch or a Sprint store. End date 18. Rebate via reward card. Excludes taxes. Requires new line activation or eligible upgrade on select plans. Both lines subject to 2-year agreement. $36 activation. Up to $350 early termination fee, credit approval, and deposit. Prohibited network use and restrictions apply.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The owner of a turtle farm in Somerville, Georgia reports 1,600 turtles have escaped through a hole in the fence. Happened about a month ago. And I don't think many of these turtles could be as far as 15 feet away. They could be over, some could be over there. They could be over there.
Actually, speaking of ATMs, officials in London are warning tourists to bring extra cash with them to the Olympics because the ATMs could run out. In response, pickpockets were like, thanks for the heads up. What's wrong with people?
Yeah. Come on.
Why would you tell people that?
Why would you? All right, a couple of quick excerpts from the Friday shows, the late night shows, Jay Leno and Jimmy Fallon here on Good Days. 25 after the hour, Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen at DougSteffen.com. You can find out some of the ways you could help if you chose to do that. These people, I don't know, I mean, what do, Jennifer? You send them support, you send them, well, I mean, it certainly, the other side of this is, is everybody in Aurora, Colorado, off the track now? Does this affect every single person?
Is this the only? So close to Columbine.
Well, what about Colorado? What does this say about Colorado? This is more of these problems, it seems to me, and I stand to be corrected, but what I remember are there have been several of these incidents, Columbine one of them, but weren't there a couple of other incidents that took place in Colorado? Is Colorado a place where people go? It's a beautiful state. A lot of people move there from California, move there from all over the country. And they like it. Edgar's, God love him, his two sons, Edgar was the manager of my farm, he died 2 weeks ago. His two sons both moved out to Colorado because they like the quality of life. And I'm guessing that Edgar would have gone out there too had he not been so closely connected with the farm. Mm-hmm. It seems
it's
to be a place.
It's a beautiful state. That, you know, people go out there for the outdoor
yeah.
stuff, and
right. But are there a lot of is. We know the Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, sort of Colorado, and maybe I don't even know that it happens as much as in Wyoming. But you certainly hear the stories in Idaho and Montana of these guys who hold up. You know, we all know the stories. We've heard them over the years of these people who are they just. Can't stand the government of the United States, and they, you know, they find these cabins in the woods, or they create these groups that build homes in the woods, and they sort of become their own sort of like pseudo country, mm-hmm. and they buy lots of guns, and they're going to protect themselves from the government coming in to get them, and the government makes big deals out of it. I will tell you, you've heard this from me any number of times. The government is out of control. The United States government, the state governments, the local governments are completely out of control. The power they have is just, it's disgusting how they inveigle themselves in your lives. And yet when it comes to something that matters like this, There's no, where is everybody? They're vacant. They're absent. They're gone. How does this guy get a hold of all of the ammunition and the paraphernalia that he did to do this online? Now, does that mean under the circumstances that if you can't get it online from some American company, you can't buy it and have it shipped here from someplace overseas?
I don't even know if it's ease of access for me. I mean, I don't even know if we can blame that because we can have all kinds of ammunition that
we
want.
Well, I don't care. I don't want to blame. I want to fix this. We've been talking about this. I've been on the radio for a long time. And this discussion goes back to when I first went on the air and before I went on the air. And it's been going on for decades. It's been going on forever. It's been going on too long. And the NRA has too much power. I belong to the NRA. Mm-hmm. I think they have too much influence and power over politicians. How do they get that? Because the system is so damn corrupt, they can give all this money to these people and they're going to pay attention to them. That's what it's about. 800-510-8255. This discussion continues. It's 28 after the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Every summer, I remind you about the importance of safe and responsible boating, and that includes getting proper training. Operator inexperience is one of the top three contributing factors to boating accidents, leading to 43 fatalities last year, and almost every one of them was avoidable. What you need to look for is a training course that's been approved by the National Association of State Boating Law Administrators, or one that's recognized by the U.S. Coast Guard. And there are plenty of online safety courses out there as well. But I say nothing compares with getting hands-on experience in the open water. If you're really serious about boating, get a captain's certificate. That includes testing the rules of the road, chart navigation, and safety. And even if you're not planning on operating your own charter boat company, it's still a great way to build on your boating education. And when you've got that certificate, I might even go boating with you. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With membership starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJet.com to get your membership today.
It was the first classless restaurant in London where bankers, plumbers, and rockers could get authentic southern-accented American food. The biggest stars competed to get their guitars on the walls, which became the world's most mind-blowing memorabilia collection. But did you know it still has authentic southern-accented American food? Fresh, made from scratch, legendary burgers.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now, for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great-tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off No. 10 case lots of Mountain House foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sell ends July 31st.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
Oh, you know it was a good day.
After the hour, as we continue with thoughts, discussions, I don't know if there is anything else. There is
there are other things going on other than the movie theater shooting. Although, Jennifer, I did think it was interesting on Friday, the director of The Dark Knight Rises, Christopher Nolan, released a statement regarding the Colorado tragedy. He said, quote, "Speaking on behalf of the cast and crew of The Dark Knight Rises, I'd like to express our profound sorrow at the senseless tragedy that's befallen the entire Aurora community. I would not presume to know anything about the victims of the shooting, but that they were there last night to watch a movie. I believe movies are one of the great American art forms, and the shared experience of watching a story unfold on screen is important and joyful. The movie theater is my home. The idea that somebody would violate that innocent and hopeful place in such an unbearably savage way is devastating to me." He said, "Nothing any of us can say could ever adequately express our feelings for the innocent victims of this appalling crime." So, all right, I'm looking at another statement. Christian Bale released a statement. "Words cannot express the horror I feel. I cannot begin to truly understand the pain and grief of the victims and their loved ones, but my heart goes out to them." And Hathaway, who played Catwoman, said, "My heart aches and breaks for the lives taken and altered by this senseless act. I am at a loss for words how to express my sorrow. My thoughts and prayers are with the victims and their families." Okay, so that's... Are they, is that those statements, are they meaningless, or meaning, are they meaningful? Do they add to the debate or the discussion? I don't know. I just find that this stuff goes on. We talk about it for a while, and then we stop talking about it, and then somebody else gets it in their head that they want to do something like this, and then we go back and grouse some more. We
talk about it some more. I mean, you know, my cousin is a huge Batman guy and did not go see the movie that night, but brought up something interesting in that Batman's backstory, his parents were killed in front of a movie theater.
Yeah.
And it's strange how people pulled these parallels, if that was even something he was trying to go for. I mean, I don't think we'll ever understand exactly what he was trying to go for, what the statement was, but just, I don't know. People, and they're violent. Yeah, there's like not much more that you can say. You can't blame movies, you can't blame video games. We can say that they caused
it. Yeah, you can.
They desensitize people.
Yeah, they do.
But at the same time, there are plenty of people that have played video games their whole life and don't do this kind of thing.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that they're all psychologically the same, as you and I both know, and everybody who has any connections to reality. Everybody's brain chemistry, in fact, your body chemistry, is different. All of us are different. We are not created equal in that way. Our body chemistry somehow or other, it somehow works against us if you don't have if you have too much alcohol in your system, or if your system is acidic rather than alkalinic, if you have not enough serotonin in your brain. People don't begin to understand how their body works. And the brain is the most precious, the most important of all of the elements in our body, because without it, nothing works. And a lot of people have things going on in their brains that are based on sometimes experiences, sometimes chemical things that they do to themselves, or just the luck of the draw. Your chemistry, your brain chemistry, may not be the way it's supposed to be, and sometimes because of what you eat. There's so many variables. Now, how do you know what gets somebody into this? But my God, someone should have known him well enough to see what's going on. But we say the same, that's what I'm saying. It's the same thing. I'm so disgusted by this. We say the same thing over and over, and we should have known. Somebody should have known. Where did he get the guns? How did he do this? What's different about this discussion than any discussion we've had about these things for years? Nothing. Nothing. We're impotent against this. And yet we wring our hands, politicians get on their soapbox, and you listen to the same crap over and over and over again. What are you doing to fix it? You don't want to register or have somehow or other these people not able to get guns. Why should this guy have been able to get what he got? It baffles me, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
It is so wrong. There's too many people, too much government that doesn't serve, wasting. I mean, the reason these guys get angry, most of them, is because there's some shortfall. They've been promised something, or they expected something, or they were entitled to something, and they didn't get to have a job. He's got a lot of college bills. So is that a reason to go want to shoot people?
I don't know. And he can't have that many college bills because he went to UC Riverside, which
is cheap.
It's not cheap. I mean, but it's not like some people that can build up $50,000 in college debt in a year. I mean, it's definitely not like that.
All right. Other things going on. 800-510-8255. Statue of Joe Paterno taken down at Penn State yesterday.
Another good one. Another good story today. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yuck.
He was as much to blame as everybody else for Sandusky. That's what I conclude out of this. A guy who, on one hand, seemed to live for, work for, do nothing but help the school, and meanwhile, behind the scenes, he's impotent. Back to that word again, impotent, when it comes to dealing with Sandusky and what it was about because of football. We can't disrupt the program. It means too much to the school. Another disgusting reality. You do this in the name of football? You allow these sorts of things to go on because of football? You think it's appropriate to let this guy get away with sexually abusing all these boys because of football? What's the matter with you? Man, I could really get on a horse today.
I know. I know.
But, I mean, think about it. What is there that I said in those last few moments that was wrong? It's all about football.
Mm-hmm.
We got to protect the image of the school's football team. Like football is some god. And look at what football is doing to minds, people's minds. Talk about going back to minds. The damage it's doing physically to people because of improper headgear or improper rules to keep people from hitting.
Yeah.
It just, it seems, I would go back to Ted Kennedy's statement about his brother when John Kennedy was killed. He saw wrongs and he tried to right them.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many wrongs, and yet when people try to right them, they are now conflicted because of money. Again, all of this, you go back to the problems of gun control and curbing the power of the NRA. It's all about money. Football at Penn State and everywhere else, all about money. So you want this kind of a society? You're paying for it. You're to blame. You want to look at somebody who's to blame? Look in the mirror. The question, who do you blame? I said the shooter. How is the shooter enabled? You can say, oh, well, it wasn't my fault. Really? Really? 800-510-8255. Pat's listening in El Paso to KTSM. Hi.
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
The more I talk about this, the more I think about it, the more annoyed I'm getting, frankly.
I understand. I do understand that. My heart does go out to the victims and the families, but I think we do need to answer some deeper questions.
Mm-hmm.
And one is, how did a student who was unemployed, who was collecting unemployment insurance, afford $20,000 worth of tactical gear and 6,000 rounds of ammunition?
Great question. Do we have an answer? Has anybody found out? What's the answer to that question? It's a good question.
That is amazing to me that no one is really talking about that. So
because they're more interested in taking a shot. The left wants to take shots at the NRA. The right takes shots at the Tea Party. And the right wants to say everything is, it's this guy's fault because his parents weren't in touch with him and he didn't have any friends and blah, 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 blah. Meanwhile, this will go on. This will happen again. 4 or 5 months from now, we'll be having the same conversation.
Unfortunately. Anyway, you have a good day, guy. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Are we having a good day so far?
Wow.
All right. I'm going to step aside for a moment and let Jennifer bring you up to date on some of the things that... to make matters even worse, all right, one more mud ball thrown against the wall here, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, in Norway, there was the one-year anniversary of the massacre there that left 77 people dead. Remember that 33-year-old guy who shot up? There was a bombing, the shooting at the youth camp. 69 people were killed.
Yeah.
So they bring that back around again. Why would you want to... I suppose the survivors, the families, feel like they have to do something to commemorate this, but I would ask why. Doesn't that bring the same stuff, the same scab opened again, the same kind of stuff?
Well, not only that, but the people that do this for the glory of being remembered as these great villains.
Right.
Why do we do that?
Yeah. We remember. That's it. That it is for attention. Most of them will tell you, I wanted my name in the news. Not Hassan, the guy that shot up. Was it Fort Bliss? Where was he?
He was... I don't think it was Fort Bliss, was it?
Say that again, Amber? Fort Hood. Thank you.
Fort Hood. There you go.
Right. Okay, so he didn't want to be known. He didn't want to become... he just was angry.
Mm-hmm.
And let's stop.
I think it's time.
Yep. All right, in a moment, Jennifer's going to tell us some more important things that are going on. For example, Antonio Banderas and his wife, Melanie Griffin.
Catherine Jackson, too.
Yeah, she's gone missing. Why?
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
We will. Right after these words.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
200 years ago, the British cleric Charles Colton wrote the line, "Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery." Most people follow the trends, but dynamic thinkers prepare for the trends, especially in today's investment world. For decades, Swiss America has explained the big trends of the new century. Higher oil, gas, and gold prices, and a weaker dollar, soft economy, deficits. And they've been right on the money. It's no wonder many gold firms copy Swiss America. But Craig Smith, who founded Swiss America, says he's not mad about being copied. He's flattered. He's thankful word is getting out that gold protects wealth. Do what I did. Call Swiss America. Find out what's coming next before it's too late. Get their 2012 Rare Opportunity DVD and newest CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. For stations, get the original. Call Swiss America, the gold standard, at 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN.
The heart health benefits are enormous. Thankfully, the MegaRed soft gel is not. MegaRed 100% pure omega-3 krill oil from Schiff. Just one small MegaRed per day supports your heart health. And unlike fish oil soft gels, MegaRed soft gels are easy to swallow with no fishy smell or aftertaste. Big heart health benefits. One small soft gel. MegaRed omega-3 krill oil from Schiff.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum. Always your most complete.
800-510-8255. All right, moving on to various items of interest from the Jackson family.
The Jackson file. Yeah, there was a story last week about Paris, the daughter of Michael, getting very upset with her uncles because her uncles were talking about Catherine, her grandmother, having a stroke. And she knew that if people found that out, that she may be removed from the care of Catherine. Well, now people are saying that Catherine's actually missing. She was reported missing by her nephew, Trent Jackson, on Saturday. She went to Albuquerque, New Mexico on July 15th with her daughter for a Jackson Brothers concert. Mm-hmm. But the kids and Trent haven't heard from her since. And so I guess Randy and Jermaine came out and said that mother's fine. She's in Arizona now, and she's resting following the orders of her doctor. So did she really have a stroke? Maybe so. And what does happen to Paris? Does she go to an aunt? I mean, who takes her if something is wrong with Catherine?
Well, are they all of the children with her?
No. Okay. Well, all of the children are. Oh, no, the other two, you mean. Yeah. All three of the kids are under her care. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. All right. So who's the American Idol judge? What's his name? Randy what?
Jackson.
Is he related?
No, it's a little confusing.
It is.
He's a different Randy Jackson, yes.
All right. So Randy and Jermaine apparently are broke, mm-hmm. and they're trying to get the money that Michael left behind so they can use it for themselves. Isn't that sweet?
Yeah, that's what they're saying, that they're trying to get more money out of the estate. And that's why Paris was saying that they're saying that Catherine had a stroke so that they can somehow get her incompetent so that they can get access to $70,000 a month that she gets from Michael's estate to raise the kid.
Huh?
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Nice, very sweet.
I know, happy. So one big happy family.
Speaking of Randy Jackson, the American Idol judge, what the heck is going on as they try to get new judges?
Well, I've heard that they are very, very, very close to signing with Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
And if that deal goes through, she'll be making $17 million a year, even more than J-Lo, even more than Britney Spears. Other names that people have been throwing around, Charlie Sheen again keeps coming up because, you know, he is a musical icon. Kanye West is in there. Nicki Minaj has been mentioned. And then they're also talking about having maybe a former contestant or a former winner come back. The names that are being mentioned there are Taylor Higgs, Adam Lambert, Carrie Underwood, and Clay Aiken. Kelly Clarkson was asked over the weekend if she would take that job. She said absolutely not, but she endorsed Carrie Underwood. She thinks Carrie would be great.
Why
as a former journalism
it?
Student. I don't know. She has a weird relationship with Idol. She was the first winner, but then she said she felt very alone and kind of not guided in her first 4 years in her career.
All right. So how about Melanie Griffith and Antonio Banderas?
It could be Blissville. She went to rehab. He could have had an affair, maybe, accidentally.
What else do you do when your wife's in rehab?
I don't know. Definitely not just, you know, burn them in
oil
waiting
break.
For her.
All right. 51 after on Good Day.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com, the next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
Three minutes after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, technology is in the focus as we try to make your life better. Shelley Palmer comes in every day at this time with a report on some aspect of technology that's important and intriguing. If you're still not on Google Plus, you may want to hang around for a moment or two and figure it out, or have Shelley help you figure it out. That's next here on Good Day.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to Andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's Andro400.com, Andro400.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, still not on Google Plus? A lot of people aren't, but maybe they should be. In a new survey that measures user satisfaction of social media websites, Google Plus came out on top, while Facebook's score was at a record low. Google Plus's growth has been slow since its debut in 2011. It currently has about 250 million users, while Facebook has over 900 million. But Facebook users are often left dissatisfied and confused by sudden changes in the interface and privacy settings. Just because Facebook has been on top for a few years doesn't mean it will be on top forever. Remember MySpace and Friendster? Yeah, me neither. In the end, it's our friends that we're addicted to, not any individual website or service. Google is betting that by providing a better user experience and better tools, that eventually Google Plus is where everyone's friends will be. Give it a try and add the Shelley Palmer Digital Living page to your circles for more tech news. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
It was the first classless restaurant in London where bankers, plumbers, and rockers could get authentic Southern-accented American food. The biggest stars competed to get their guitars on the walls, which became the world's most mind-blowing memorabilia collection. But did you know it still has authentic, southern-accented American food? Fresh, made from scratch, legendary burgers to smoked pulled pork sandwiches. Hard Rock Cafe. Have you been lately?
Hey, buddy, I think this red stock was meant for your dark load.
Not again. Thanks, Talking Super 8 sign.
Looks like you need an escape.
Pow!
Whoa, great seats!
Hot dogs!
Hey, over here!
Hey, it's on me.
Nope, I left my wallet and my other sign.
Aw.
But you'll have plenty of extra money to spare by joining Wyndham Rewards at Super8.com, where you can earn free nights and more at every one of our almost 2,300 locations. Super 8, destination super. Visit Super8.com for details. All hotels are independently owned and operated.
Producers from Procter and Gamble are encouraging Olympic Games-sized dreams by acknowledging and supporting those that reach for the gold. This week, we see the beginning of the Olympics 2012. Brian Osich has some interesting stories for you.
Brenda Villa is a U.S. water polo player headed to the London 2012 Olympic Games this summer. Her parents are Mexican immigrants who raised three children while working in a garment factory. Although Brenda's mom, Rosario, never learned to swim and water polo was completely unfamiliar to her, she wanted Brenda to pursue her dreams. Brenda Villa.
My mom is my number one fan. I started playing water polo when I was 8 years old, and she has been there every step of the way.
To honor Brenda and her mom before they leave for the Olympic Games, P&G hosted a send-off at Costco to acknowledge Brenda's hard work and to honor Rosario and mothers like her for the inspiration they provide.
My mom and I had a great time. She's actually shopped here over the years and sent me amazing care packages.
To help inspire you and the future Olympians in your home, P&G offers great brands that deliver performance and value. For more information, log on to thankyoumom.pg.com. That's Lifestyles from P&G.
Speaking of the London Olympics, I'm looking at a picture of the beach, quote-unquote, that was set up in front of Buckingham Palace. And there's the women
didn't
that were...
Didn't know there was an ocean there in front of Buckingham Palace.
It really is weird. Because I know exactly where they set up stands in front of the gates or around. Or they must have, it looks like they must have moved again. I don't know how they would do that. But it really is, especially when you think about how stiff and traditional the Brits are, to see things that have changed there in honor of the game. But the people that are coming there... Millions of people going to watch these games. Not cheap, it's like going to a baseball game, too. It's about $300 a seat to go see any of this stuff. All right, Olympic week is upon us. This is a good day at 59 past the hour.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.